It's The Download with Justin Kaufman, live from Duke's Ale House and Kitchen in beautiful Crystal Lake. Now here's your host, McHenry County's very own, Justin Kaufman.
Hey, all right. Way to go, Pete Zimmerman. Give it up for Pete Zimmerman, everybody. All right. So Jim and Justin here from Modern Day Romeo. Take a listen, everybody. Woo! This is a McHenry County affair. Thanks, guys. Thank you for that. How y'all doing tonight here at Duke's? You good? All right. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour live from Duke's Ale House and Kitchen is presented by Allstate Chicago's own Good Hands. We got a great show lined up for you tonight. Woo! I got to say, this is a great place. Pete, I'm loving it here, man. This is better than I thought.
It's unbelievable.
I'll be honest with you. I remember I came to Duke's maybe 15, 20 years ago. A different Duke's. It was a different time. I think there was a steel drum. There was a steel drum. There was like an island theme.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really nice. So, anyway, got a great show lined up tonight. The chairman of the McHenry County Board, Jack Franks, is going to be here. Yeah. Get his reaction to today's state of the state. Talk about what the pressing needs and issues are here in McHenry County. Also, we had Jack on the show a couple times in the last year talking about issues of the state. So it'll be great to catch up with him. Also tonight, Stu McVicker's going to join me. You know, Stu's an old high school buddy who does Club 400 in his basement. It is the number one Cubs man cave in all of the world. Uh-huh. It's documented that way. It's like Hall of Fame level man cave. And Stu McVicker is becoming, we talked about this as well, Pete, just he is like all over all of the media. Whenever there's it's Cubs season, whether it's opening day, all-star break, the playoffs, the World Series, the win, Stu McVicker is front and center. We'll talk with Stu, who lives only a couple minutes from here, so we're close. We could have done the broadcast live from the man cave, but we chose to do it at Duke's instead.
This is better.
This is better. You had not been to the man cave, though, so something to think about. Also tonight, Greg Flam's with us. Greg is, of course, the man known as DuPage Picker. He does the swap meet. We're going to do the swap meet live. How cool is that, huh? It's like Chicago Antique Roadshow, where we just brag about the stuff we have, and then we tell you it's worth nothing. That's usually what happens. Although in the last couple weeks, Greg's been on, I think he got a $1,500 deal, and last week there was one that was like $500. So we'll talk with Greg coming up. Also, Linda Wagner's here from Allstate. Can't wait to talk with her. And the music, as you heard as we came in, from Jim and Justin. Hey, hey, hey! They are with the band Modern Day Romeos. They're playing here tomorrow night at Duke's, and then they're also playing at Austin's in Libertyville on Saturday night as the full band. They'll be playing throughout the night. We'll talk to them a little bit later as well. So a lot coming up here on the download. News, weather, and traffic back at home with Rob Martier and Esmeralda Leon. Production here by Pete Zimmerman and Adam Phillips. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is The Download at Duke's, a show about Chicago starring those who know it well. You know what we like to say? We like to say we cover everything from the White House to the House on the Rock, to Rock Island, to Island Lake, to Lake in the Hills, to Hillcrest, to Crestwood, to Woodstock, to the Stock Exchange, to Exchange and Federal, to the Federal Savings and Loan, to the Lone Wolf, to the Wolf Lodge at the Wisconsin Dells, to Dell Computers, to the Computer Outlets, to Outlet Malls, to the Mall of America, to America the Beautiful. If everyone could just please rise right now for America the Beautiful, that would be America the Beautiful, our amber waves of grain alcohol. Alcoholics Anonymous. Anonymous quotes. My favorite quote. Do what your heart tells you. Princess Diana. Diana Ross. Ross from Friends. Friends and Family. Family Affairs. Sly and the Family Stone. The Stone Miner from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Reindeer Games. Hunger Games. Jennifer Lawrence. Lawrence and Broadway. Up and Uptown. Uptown Funk. Bruno Mars. Mars in Space. Space. Space Mountain. Disneyland. Land of Oz. Let's see. What else? Emeralds. Green Emeralds. You know, the Minecraft, the square, not circles, but the circles, you know, like the chocolate balls you put in your mouth, like the truffles that just explode in your mouth. It's so good, it's so good. God. Wait, God, church, the people in the steeple. People Magazine. Survey says worst magazine ever. Okay. Steve Harvey, Harvey Dent, Two-Face, FaceTime with my grandma on my birthday. It's a birthday. Get your birthday, get the Slurp Pay at 7-Eleven, 7-11 on 720 WGN. There we go. Oh my gosh. I think I just had a brain aneurysm. That's okay. We're with you all night here at Duke's. Put your hands together. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do the carry out. It's live at Duke's, the download. Welcome back here to Duke's, the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour. Live from Duke's Ale House and Kitchen, presented by Allstate Chicago's own Good Hands. I'm Justin Kaufman, and this is a download with you till 10 o'clock tonight. Live here in Crystal Lake, Illinois, sort of a nice little homecoming. I grew up in Wonder Lake, Illinois, which is not far from here. Went to high school in McHenry. And, of course, spent a lot of time cruising Route 14 here in Crystal Lake back in the day, back in the early 90s.
I know. I was able to see the legendary street.
I know. It took you right down there, yeah. That
memories.
Best Buy is still there.
Yeah.
It's still there. You got to give it credit. All right, so we got a big show tonight, so why don't we get to it? Why don't we start with the carryout? This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the newspaper. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. You know, say what you will about Donald Trump, but he is pulling out all the hits. So many issues, and he's still in his first week. Wait till August when he's tweeting about who should be fired on Undercover Boss. Today, the presidential hot take went after immigration. He signed an executive order banning immigration from select countries, including Syria, and laid out plans to build a wall between the United States and Mexico. And not just any wall. It's got to be a big wall. My favorite part of the executive order was the specs. Who says this president doesn't care about size? He's very particular. Maybe if the wall takes off, it can work in other places. You know, we could do it county by county, city by city. I don't know, Crystal Lake. Maybe a wall between Crystal Lake and Lake in the Hills? No, you don't care? That's not right. Woodstock would be better. Cary? I know, I should have gone with Cary. I made a mistake. I could do better research. Also, Trump went to Twitter last night to bash on Chicago, saying if we can't get violence under control, he's going to bring in the feds. It's great that Trump is being briefed about issues around the country, right? I like that. Then I saw yesterday's Sun-Times, which had Emmanuel on the front page slamming Trump for inauguration crowd garbage. So this is less about violence and more about political payback. Also, the Washington Post reported today that Trump's tweets usually are timed right after an issue shows up on cable news, suggesting that Trump is reacting to what he sees on CNN or Fox. O'Reilly did a piece yesterday where he ripped on Emmanuel about violence, and the guest used the word carnage, which minutes later was used in Trump's tweet, which explains his latest tweet. We must make sure robots don't come alive in our futuristic Wild West theme parks. Also, naked robots. Sad. Hot, but sad. No? No Westworld fans? Dukes doesn't like Westworld? I'm the kind of guy who watches the show 6 months after it's been on TV like everybody is watching it right now. Nobody? Well, that's good. You should see it. At least the first episode. I haven't watched any others. Today was the State of the State address for Governor Rauner, or as I like to call the annual G-drop. I need to know if the words are written on the teleprompter without the G's. Also, is the woman behind him who does the sign language, is she dropping her G's? I feel like that's never, like, she, if that changes the word. If she actually says, you know, making, and does the G in sign language, she's actually being inaccurate. So, anyway. I have to say, it's interesting that before the speech, a Rauner spokesperson responded to criticism from Mayor Emanuel, who everybody seems to hate these days. God, everybody hates that dude. News. She responded, the spokesperson, to his criticism where he said Rauner was rudderless by putting out a statement that said the mayor should focus less on alliteration and more on getting his murder capital city under control. She actually called it Murder City. What is she at? Is she an amateur gangbanger rapper? Who says Murder City? That's such a strange thing to say, right? Either Rauner really hates Chicago, or, I don't know, maybe he's starting a record label, or he's doing beef tracks on YouTube, taking off his shirt and throwing gang signs while lip-syncing in his parents' living room. Again, am I the only one that looks that up? Let me give you guys a hint here, Dukes. Here's what you do. Just put in the YouTube bar, Ludfo. That's it. L-U-D-F-O. If you haven't done it before, you love it. I'm telling you. It's something to watch. Have you done it? Have you seen Ludfo? Oh, it's great. It's a lot of fake guns and, or real guns. I can't tell. It's one of the two. The House and Senate are now back in Springfield. The grand bargain continues. This, of course, is what we used to call a budget. Tax increases are on the table, but one Republican walked away from the negotiations after tax breaks were added for Illinois strip clubs. That's a real thing. Hey, I can understand why strip clubs need tax breaks. It costs a lot of money to license two-minute Van Halen songs. Really? And the PA system, it can't handle all that. All right, give it up for Destiny. Wasn't she great? And it blows out the speakers, and then, you know, you got to get new speakers. You need a tax break for that. All right, Greenpeace activists climbed up a crane near the White House today to unfurl a flag that said, "Resist." They said it was in response to environmental concerns. When authorities attempted to remove them, the protesters first asked, "Excuse me, do you have a quick second to fill out this survey?" Anyone who walks up and down Michigan Avenue knows that joke, right? Have you ever noticed the Greenpeace person who's always on Michigan Avenue? They used to be the only ones. Now there's like 25 people. Like, I was actually accosted yesterday for, like, food. It was essentially like, "Hey, you want to take a quick survey about food?" It's like, "I'm good. Thank you, though. Thanks for stopping me. Make me take my headphones out." I was listening to the new Childish Gambino, which, again, is not new. It's 3 months ago, but still. In weather tonight, snowy. Oh, great. Good to know. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the 1967 blizzard. Can you believe that? They dumped 24 inches on Chicago tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary. Either you lived through it. I know this affects the people in the room. Either you lived through it or you were conceived during it. But that's pretty much the age bracket that we're in, right? It's right in that area somewhere. All right, in sports, Sox Fest this weekend. Any Sox fans in the house? No? How about Bears fans? No? Oh, man, what a sad state of affairs right now in Crystal Lake. Blackhawks, yeah! Sox Fest should be interesting this week, only because manager Rick Renteria will be cooking ceviche at the festival. Yeah, it came out today. He was on WGN TV Morning News saying that's what he's doing. He's got like a cook-off as part of the Sox Fest. So that's the White Sox this year. Come to Guaranteed Rate Field to see a team of tomorrow and homemade guacamole. They're two steps away from being the Schaumburg Flyers, right? I mean, they're that close. The Bears are coaching the Senior Bowl this week. You see this? The whole Bears coaching staff is down at the Senior Bowl, so expect a lot of delay of game penalties. Should be a real nice Senior Bowl. Also, a lot of press vagaries from Coach John Fox. He's really into not telling us what's going on. A lot of impressions coming out with John Fox. Steve Cochran's got one. Roe Khan's got one. It's really, really kind of the new thing. I go old school, Lovey Smith, you know, who's just Cleveland from the Family Guy, remember? Rex Grossman is our quarterback. Lance, what you doing, Lance? That's more OG, right? Bring the Lovey Smith impression back. That's a better one. The Blackhawks lost last night to the Tampa Bay Lightning, who will always be known to me as, wow, Tampa still has a hockey team? They got one more game before the All-Star break. The Hawks have a slew of players involved in the Midwinter Classic. The NHL All-Star game is on the same day as the NFL Pro Bowl this year. Really? Did the NHL and the NFL not have each other's contact info? Couldn't figure that out. There's only four All-Star games in major sports, and two of them are on the same day. I have to pay attention to red and blue in two different games. It's ridiculous. Carly Rae Jepsen is performing at the NHL All-Star game. The Pro Bowl has nobody, because nobody cares about the Pro Bowl. People watch just to go, "Oh, please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt. Don't tackle that guy. Please don't get hurt." And finally tonight, I got bad news. Mary Tyler Moore died. I know, right? The actress who played Mary in the Mary Tyler Moore Show opposite Dick Van Dyke died today. She played a television news producer back when people respected the news. Man, just think, Mary, Ted Knight, and Dick Van Dyke are making people laugh right now in heaven. Oh, sorry. This just in. Dick Van Dyke's still alive. Sorry, don't tweet. Delete that tweet. Let's all delete that tweet together. Get rid of that hashtag. All right. That's the carryout for January 25th, 2017, live at Duke's. reading today's news, so you don't have to. More to come. Stay with us. Woo!
I'm full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. It took me in and made me breakfast. She said, do you come from a land down under? With the women growing them thunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Yeah, then give it up for Jim and Justin, everybody. They're playing my jam.
That's weird because the download with Justin Kaufman is our jam.
Hey, there you go. Jim and Justin are going to be here tomorrow night at Duke's. They're also in the band Modern Day Romeos, which will be performing Saturday in Libertyville at Austin's. Yeah, I love that song. That's a good song. It's a strong song, guys. I this is going to be a fun night.
You're just a man at work.
I'm a big fan of snippets of 80s tracks, so that works out really well. All right, well, today's WGN Hometown Voices Tour, live from Duke's Alehouse and Kitchen in Crystal Lake, Illinois, is presented by Allstate agent Linda Wagner. Give it up for Linda Wagner, everybody! We wouldn't be able to do this without Linda. She's sponsoring us. She brought us out to Crystal Lake. She's got her office is right here in Lake in the Hills. Linda, welcome to the download.
Well, thank you so much, and welcome, everyone, to Duke's here in the beautiful Crystal Lake area.
When they said it's Hometown Voices term, where do you want to go? I said Maui. And they were like, that's not in the Midwest Allstate area. And I said Crystal Lake right after that. That was my second one.
That is an excellent second choice. Right, especially with the weather we're having.
That's right. I said, if it can't be Hawaii, let's make it Crystal Lake. All right, so Linda, talk about you're an Allstate agent. You're in Lake in the Hills. You've been there for about 7 years?
That's correct. Opened my agency in 2010. We're a full-service agency, everything from auto, home, motorcycle, financial, life insurance, small business, commercial products.
Allstate and WGN have such a great relationship, and we had an Allstate agent on right before Christmas time. And remember this, Pete? And they were talking about how to ready your house for the winter, to winterize, and talk about frozen pipes. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
2 days after that, the pipes froze in my house. Like, there was a huge flood. And I was like, why didn't I? And I went back and I listened to the segment. And I'm like, I didn't do one thing that he told me to do. So when you're listening to Linda tonight, pay attention, because it happened to me.
And you know what, that, Justin, is part of our trusted advisor. Our role as being your trusted advisor is providing those educational opportunities, whether it's a segment on your show or part of an annual insurance review. That's what we're really here for, is to make sure you have the tools and the knowledge and the education you need, supported by the great products and services from Allstate.
On a night like this, are you busy? Are you busy because it's snowy and there's so much going on, and at any given moment you could have a flood of calls coming in because of snow and sleet and freeze on the streets?
That, you know, certainly at times weather does play a factor, and that can happen. We have wonderful, wonderful customers, and, you know, no matter what the time of day is, Allstate's there 24/7.
Yeah. I was amazed. I mean, I came out from Chicago today. It took about an hour 40 to get out because the rain had just started. And,
right.
And I was just amazed the entire time that it wasn't me, but I was amazed that there were no accidents on the street because it was just starting to get sleek, and it just seemed like everybody wanted to get home. So I just imagined.
And obviously that's what we want, no accidents.
Yeah, so that's a win.
You know, no sudden losses, no bad weather.
That's a win for Linda.
But when it happens, you know, we're there, the Allstate organization is there, and the amount of people behind the scenes who help support us in the agency and support our customers, it's just a terrific organization overall.
Now, for you personally, you do a lot of work, a lot of charity work. You volunteer. You do things that are outside your purview of just an Allstate agent. Why don't you talk about some of the stuff that you do? We were just talking before we came on air.
Sure. So, you know, I'm licensed. My agency can support consumers in both the state of Illinois and Wisconsin. So I chose, you know, to really associate with a couple different organizations to kind of spread ourselves out, because I do have customers, you know, as far north as Green Bay and obviously southern Illinois. So I, in conjunction with a number of other Allstate agents this past year, banded together to support the Northern Illinois Food Bank out of Geneva, as well as the San Obrero Mission in Little Village, Chicago. So it is amazing to me the figures of those just in the Northern Illinois area. One in seven residents in the 13-county area are hungry and require community food assistance. 36% are children under the age of 18.
Come on.
Right. So one of the opportunities when, you know, 20 or 25 of us were together at the food bank this past year was preparing backpacks of food supplies for children to take home for the weekend.
It's amazing to think about the work that's done in food pantries all around the region, McHenry County, Lake County. I know in Cook County that's a big issue.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's something. You also do a lot of work, though. I mean, you've done so much with the John Wood Community College Foundation. That's something that's near and dear to your heart. Talk about that.
Absolutely. I've had the pleasure of knowing both past and present students at John Wood Community College out of Quincy, Illinois. They are one of almost 50 community colleges that support our future leaders of the state of Illinois. And they also have four athletic programs, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball. And many of their athletes are from further away geographies, Florida, New York, Puerto Rico. So they're there in an unknown area with no family, direct family support. And I've had an opportunity to volunteer with John Wood in supporting these student athletes, whether it's logistics, transportation, food, whatever they need to make their college experience so much better.
Right.
And, you know, through the foundation, as we all know, budget issues, right?
Absolutely.
In Illinois. And, you know, the foundation is needed to help support these students, whether they're athletes or not. And so working with the local Quincy community has been very near and dear to my heart.
So for you, I mean, you actually have gone even further than just volunteering. You're raising money. Talk about that.
Absolutely. So one of the things we did this past year was some of the athletes actually were participating in an out-of-state tournament. And I was present and made sure that they got to where they needed to be on time with all the equipment and supplies that they needed, and making sure they had eaten and taken care of themselves and they were ready to go with their activities. And it was just a number of just spectacular young men and women who are doing a terrific job with their education, trying to further themselves. And, you know, that's just going to pay off in dividends later for us.
Well, it's amazing, too, because you've raised $1,000 for them and we've got the oversized check here somewhere.
We sure do.
So I don't know where the oversized check is. Marlene's got it. Give it up for Linda for her work.
Thank you.
It makes me realize how much I don't do. There it is. There's the oversized check. Oh, if you could see the radio right now.
See the big, beautiful
check? Oh, look at that check. So big. Can you actually take this to the bank? I want to try. Can
know.
We try? Can we go
can
do
try.
A remote?
Why not?
Let's go to Bank of America right now and be like, hey, we've got. Can I sign this on the back? It's amazing. And you know, hearing your interest and your dedication to volunteering, it's very motivational because I feel like that's something that I want to do more in my life, and listening to what you do for the different agencies and organizations that you work for is nothing short of spectacular. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you, Justin. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about some of these things because, you know, giving back is really, I think, what we're all about. And, you know, I have the time, the energy, and the passion. And the more I can do, I feel like it's just bettering society longer term.
Linda Wagner's been an Allstate agency owner for 7 years. Her office is at 4581 Princeton Lane in Lake in the Hills. Give it up for Linda. She's the reason we're here at Duke's tonight.
Yay, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for coming to Crystal Lake.
All right, well, we'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. We will come back. We've got some stuff to give away. And McHenry County Board Chair Jack Franks is in the house. We're live at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake. Stay with us.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and then she ran into the police station. Wounded Papa found Daddy, he began to shatter. He started the investigation. It was against the law. It was against the law. And what Kaufman saw, I said it was against the law. Seen a mama look down and speed on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. In the papa send the boy, if you get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Because I'm on my way, I said I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. I said I'm taking that a time, but I don't know where. I said goodbye to Rosie, said I said the queen of Corona. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah.
See you, me, and Justin down by the schoolyard.
There you go. That's perfect. Hey, give it up for Jim and Justin. Woo! The band Modern Day Romeos, but they also play Jim and Justin. They're here at Duke's tomorrow night and also at Austin's in Libertyville on Saturday. Hey, we're live to download here at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Woo! Yeah!
That song, actually, that me and Julio's perfect because in Spanish class, when I was at McHenry West, my name was Julio for Justin.
Ah, sí.
Yeah,
sí.
So...
La biblioteca.
There you go.
So, Jim and Julio.
Yeah, so it worked out. You guys, we're in simpatico right here. This is good. Okay, so we got a lot to do tonight. I didn't mention a little bit earlier to everybody in the room, but I've got stuff to give away. Oh, yeah, now we start clapping. I love it. Yes! We've got passes to Wilmot Mountain as well. This is up in the front. We'll get those out. Marlene just gave me passes as well, VIP tickets to the Ideal Home Show in Chicago, the Ideal Home Show, which is at Navy Pier this weekend. Ooh, you can ride the new Ferris wheel. Yeah. They also got like a couple of new food court options. I saw that the last time I was there. Real strong. All right, so I don't want to just give these away. Here's what I need. Maybe we'll start with Jim and Justin. Maybe they can help here. So I thought we'd do a little bit of Crystal Lake trivia. And Pete Zimmerman is here. Pete, of course, the trivia master. This guy knows everything about the whole entire region of the... I mean, it's amazing.
If you guys look under your seats, your buzzer will be
your buzzer is right
below your seat.
No, that's just gum. Oh, it's just gum. All right, so I've got a good one for you. And just raise your hand, and Pete, maybe you got the mic. All right, to give away, we'll give away... four of these because you can bring your friends to the home thing. What were the two anchor stores at Crystal Point Mall? The old Crystal Point Mall, not the new one, not the outdoor one. What were the two anchor stores at Crystal Point Mall? Oh, well, Pete missed you. What do we got? Oh, we got some. What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly. Where are you from, Kelly?
I'm from Iowa, but I spent all my summers in Crystal Lake.
That sounds so beautiful.
And McHenry.
And McHenry. Okay, so the two anchor stores from your time in the summers, what were the anchor stores at Crystal Point?
It was Joseph Spee's and I think Kmart.
I don't know if that's right or not. Is that right? That's right? Everyone's saying that's right? All right, give it to her. All right, Kelly, way to go. You're right. We didn't do that much research. Nah, it's not right. Yeah, you know what? It's okay. We got plenty of these given to everybody. That was pretty good, Pete.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I got another one for you. You guys ready for this one? This is a good one. This is one that we got on the car ride up. We figured this one out. Are you ready? This is more Crystal Lake trivia. We'll give away four more passes to the Ideal Home Show Chicago at Navy Pier this weekend. What was the original name of Crystal Lake? The original name. It was not Crystal Lake. That's the hint that I'll give you. It was a different. Now look at this. Do you guys call yourself Crystal Lakeians? Is that what you even, is that the right, that's not the right term. Are we got, what do we got? Here we got some, okay. What's your name?
Hi.
What's your name?
Dan.
Dan. Where are you from, Dan?
Crystal Lake.
All right, if you miss this, this is going to be trouble. Come on, I know.
I think it's Nunda.
No, that's not right.
No.
No, it's not even close. It's so wrong. It's so wrong that I think Jack Franks is going to make you leave Crystal Lake.
It's very disappointing, Justin, because in our deep research, we just opened Wikipedia, and it was the first sentence.
Shh.
Hint, hint.
So anyone who's got Wi-Fi, anyone know the original town of Crystal Lake, Illinois? What was it originally called? Come on.
It has two words.
It's got two words.
First one sounds very similar to Crystal.
It was Crystal. So,
oh yeah,
really, we're just talking about the last part. Crystal something. All right. You
second
know what?
Portion sounds like.
Oh my God! I don't even think they're here for the show. I think
we do know the answer to this
Pete
one.
Knows the,
I'm answering. Audience
they're not even. They're here for dinner, and they're like, "Why are these guys yelling at us about Crystal Lake trivia?" I thought everyone here was so excited, and they're like, they put their head down, they start eating their salmon. It's ridiculous. All right, that's fine. Oh, now we're being Pete's being challenged.
Yeah, I'm being challenged. Wikipedia is the premium source of information. All right, how about
what, what do we got? You don't? No, it's not Nanda.
The original name of Crystal Lake was Crystalville.
Boom, boom.
I'm going to take those passes.
That's strong. You know what? Nanda gets give Nanda four passes. I mean, it was an educated guess, right? Better than we did. Pete and I really did sort of go, okay, we had the Crystal Point Mall idea. That was like a day ago. And then we said, okay, now let's go to... I got amazing amount of WGN listeners from the Crystal Lake area. And they gave us a lot of great information about Crystal Lake that we promptly left back at the station from last night. Jim and Justin, are you guys? Where do you guys live? Do you live in Crystal Lake?
I live literally like 2 minutes from here.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know any of those trivia questions. But ask me about The Bachelor.
That's the next hour's okay, trivia, is Bachelor trivia. Crystal Lake Bachelor trivia. Do we have any Crystal Lake people who've been on The Bachelor?
I don't know.
Yeah, let me ask you guys. I was interested because at the beginning of this process, when we get told, okay, you're going to Crystal Lake for Hometown Voices, the first thing we do is we go, all right, who do we know from Crystal Lake that's famous? Because you go to different towns and they, like, celebrate. If you go to Woodstock, it's all about Groundhog's Day or you know, other places. In Crystal Lake, what's the go-to sort of...
Isn't Jason from Friday the 13th? Isn't that in Crystal Lake?
That's Crystal Lake. I don't think that's Illinois.
That's a different one.
That's a different Dang Crystal it. Lake.
I think that's the best we got.
I think Jim and Justin from Modern Day Romeo.
Yeah, I got you guys, and I got a couple other musicians, right, that came up. But that was pretty much it. It was a surprise.
Yeah.
There's no, like, third sitcom actor on a Everybody Loves Kevin.
It's like Steve Urkel's best friend from Family Matters.
Right. That's what I'm looking for, right? All right. All right, we're coming up here after the news. Jack Franks is going to join us. We're going to talk a little politics. Jack Franks, the new chairman of the McHenry County Board. He's had a little rough start. We'll talk to him about being a Democrat in a Republican-controlled county and how he has been able to navigate in his first couple days on the job. Jack Franks, my guest tonight, coming up here at Duke's Ale House Live. Yeah, get some music going. We're live here at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Coming, it's coming around the bend. I ain't seen that sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, yeah, and I'm keep dragging on. Well, the train keeps on rolling right here down on the stand there.
Phillips is loving this. I love it. Thanks, Jim and Justin. Give it up for these guys all night.
Thank you, sir.
They're also their band, Modern Day Romeos, playing at Austin's in Libertyville on Saturday. They're going to be right back here tomorrow night at Duke's Crystal Lake for a show. All right, coming up this hour, Stu McVicker's here. Stuart McVicker is the man behind Club 400, which is sort of a, I would say, a legend in these parts, right? And Lake in the Hills. Converted his basement into a man cave for the Chicago Cubs. He now hosts charity events, brings out players. The Jim and Justin are the house band for Club 400.
That's cool.
So, I mean, there's a lot going on, and Stu's going to be here a little bit later in the hour. We'll talk with him. Also tonight, Greg Flam from the Swap Meet is here. Got any ideas, any things that you have in your house? You don't have to have it here, but anything that you're like, man, I want to. How much is this worth? Or, better yet, let me brag about how cool it is that I have this. That's really mine. None of my junk is worth anything. But I'm like, oh, I got this old T-shirt. an old T-shirt with Harold Washington on it. You know, that's like I want that kind of stuff. We're in Crystal Lake, so
it's I'm not gonna sure. Go over
yeah,
real
it's
big,
not, no. There's gonna be a lot of Harold Washington shirts.
No.
Joining me now, though, this a guest I've had on the show a couple of times. I was in the House, the State House here, representing McHenry County for 18 years.
Yes, sir.
Jack Franks is now the chair of the McHenry County Board, the first elected chair. The McHenry County Board. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
All right. I appreciate
it.
That's smattering for a politician. That's good.
It's a lot better than I anticipated, really.
Well, I have a lot of questions about your job because you just were elected chair, and we talked about this leading up to the election, just about what are the needs of McHenry County, but also, you know, this is a Republican county, and it has been. I mean, 2008, it went blue for Obama, which was surprising, but in 2016, it was bright red for Donald Trump. For you to be a Democrat as the chair, it's not that easy.
Well, we're fortunate to live in McHenry County. I think we've got the best voters in the whole state. People, I think, look past party labels, and they vote for the individual and not necessarily the party. And we've been extraordinarily successful because people are open-minded here in McHenry County.
Yeah, but at the same time, and you read the articles out here about your first couple weeks, and they're met with, a little bit of political gridlock, or it's tough to get anything done because you are running up. I mean, the county board is what, 24 seats?
Yes, sir.
23 of those seats are Republican?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be difficult, and it already has shown to be difficult for you to be able to lead a body of the opposite party.
Well, I think it's hard to lead any body, no matter what party they're in. But we've already instituted a lot of very positive changes. For instance, I've changed the committee structure. We've cut it from 13 to 8. And I'm requiring that all committees now be held in the boardroom, so everything is live streamed. So everybody now knows what's going to happen. I've also changed the structure on how we're doing our county board meetings. So we're actually going to have a committee of the whole where everybody gets to hear what happened on all the committees 5 Wow. days before they actually vote.
I don't know much about people who serve on the county board, but I would assume the first thing that they would hate would be being live streamed.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the first thing where they're just like, what is it? No, I do not want this. Get this out of my face. Like, it's not, yeah. You know, I don't even like it, and I'm in the WGN studios.
You know what else I don't like? I'm trying to put in electronic voting so we can actually follow the federal law and be ADA compliant. Some of them wouldn't even turn on their computers last week to vote because they didn't want to do it. And we need the transparency. I want the votes up with live time when they happen so people know what's going on. Plus, I want every vote on the web so it could be searchable.
But Jack, I'm interested in that because as a leader, as somebody who's elected to come in, yes, you're going to want to fundamentally change some things. You're going to want to push the reforms that you promised in the election. But at the same time, this board's been doing things a certain way for a long time. They're not necessarily going to be like, oh, thanks for the laptop. Let me go ahead and bring this app up. I mean, there are going to be some things that set in their ways. As a leader, how do you make that transition manageable?
You know, I hear that a lot. The biggest thing I hear is we've always done it this way. And that is the worst thing you can tell me. Because I was elected with a mandate to change what we've been doing in McHenry County. Here in McHenry County, we pay more in property taxes than 99.9% of all Americans.
Yeah, the badge of honor, huh, for everybody?
Right.
Everyone's like, yeah, property taxes. Woohoo! We're number one.
We pay more than the vast, 99.9% of the country we pay more than. We have to stop these property taxes.
Well, we heard today, Bruce Rauner, we heard Governor Rauner today talk about the property tax issue and a freeze, but he also talked about the idea that Illinois has the highest property taxes in the nation. You just mentioned that number. Why? Why is it? Explain to the layman, explain to everybody in McHenry County why their taxes are more than someone who lives in Cook County, more than someone who lives downstate or anywhere else in this country.
Well, fundamentally, we have too much government. We have 7,000 units of government in the state of Illinois, which is 2,000 more than the next closest state. And the reason we have so many governments is so they could all raise property taxes to get around the tax cap. We have to fundamentally change how we view government. And it's just gotten too big. And also, a big issue is how we fund our schools. But what we have here in this county and a few other counties, it's called PTEL, and our governments have the ability to automatically raise taxes every year without any voter input. So last week, I went to the county board and said, listen, guys, my last day in Springfield on January 12th, I passed for the first time a statewide property tax freeze that the governor was fully supportive of, and I want to do it here in McHenry County. So I tried to get it on the ballot last week in McHenry County, and our county board would not allow the citizens to vote on a property tax freeze.
Am I the only one who recognizes the irony that it's flipped? I mean, you're seeing, almost Democrats play Republicans, Republicans play Democrats, because Republicans far and wide will want to reduce property taxes. They feel like taxes are something that, we want to shrink government. Democrats are ones that say taxes so we can have more social services. Why is it flipped in McHenry County?
Because it was such a naked partisan idea. Their argument was, we have to follow our process. Now, the prior month in December, these same individuals voted to accept $80,000 more in additional tax revenue from Algonquin Township. And it was the exact same circumstance. If they hadn't voted at that meeting, they would not have been able to take that additional revenue. So if we hadn't voted at the last meeting in order to put my referendum on the ballot, it could not get on the ballot. But they said, well, since it didn't come through a committee, just like the one didn't come through in December so they could increase revenue, they put it back to committee so it couldn't pass. It was a tortured explanation, but the real truth was they didn't like the idea because it was mine. And let me tell you, the Republican legislators here in this county, God bless them, David McSweeney and Alan Skillercorn blasted them for being partisan and said that they were embarrassed and disgusted by their actions.
But as the first elected county chair, a Democrat in a field of Republicans, how can you avoid what human nature seems to do, which is divide us? I mean, you're seeing it happening right now in Washington. You see it happen. I mean, Chicago is entirely Democratic, and there's different forces in the party. But you see it at the state level. Why? I mean, how are you going to be able to break through what we can't break through the gridlock at any other level?
That's why I left Springfield. I didn't see an opportunity to be useful anymore because it's absolute gridlock and it's dysfunctional. I don't think that local politics ought to be partisan at all. I think we have to collaborate, and we have to get things done. I've been extraordinarily collaborative. I've met with everyone. I've called them more than they've ever had. I'm working with them. Eventually, they're going to come around. It's sort of like when you got, the iPhone. It's its 10th anniversary now. When it came out 10 years ago, people were scared, often frustrated. But can you imagine now not having that type of technology? We're going to get there. It's going to take some time. And I think some people are going to have to leave the board as well. I mean, there are some that are just there to obstruct. And I think the citizens will figure that out and fix that problem.
You heard it here, folks. Jack Franks, the new iPhone. There it is. All right, let's take a quick break. We're live at Duke's Ale House here in Crystal Lake, Illinois. The download here on 720 WGN, McHenry County Board Chair Jack Franks is my guest. We'll come back, and I want to get his thoughts on today's action in Springfield, especially reaction to the state of the state and the Governor Bruce Rauner. Stay with us.
Hey,
playing music all night long. We're going to talk with them in a little bit. They're also going to be here tomorrow night playing live at Duke's. I think Pete and I are going to come back tomorrow night. It's a Blackhawks game tomorrow night, so let's get back out here. Adam's in, yeah. All right, we're talking with McHenry County Board Chair Jack Franks, who was in the House, the State House, for 18 years. He's very famous for messing with Speaker Madigan's supermajority. That was the one thing that, if you're not familiar, you have all of these veto-proof majorities, and Jack here would not vote for tax increases, so that would mess with that, and also played a pivotal role in the impeachment of Rod Blagojevich. So there you go. A little history lesson for you here at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake. And I just gave it to you. Jack, state of the state today, usually in the high back leather chairs for that one, right?
Yeah, right.
Not this year. What was your initial thought in what Governor Rauner delivered today in Springfield?
Well, actually, he made sense in a lot of stuff that he said. People really have a moral obligation to work together. This nonsense, it's what's happening. It's just like a death spiral where these two guys are fighting about who's the alpha male. you know, in the state and what's going to happen with no regard whatsoever to the citizens.
We've heard that. I've heard that a ton, right? We've all heard that, the sort of idea of Speaker Madigan and Governor Rauner. You're saying that is true. These two guys are just having a who's got the sort of bigger...
Faster Corvette is a
faster
nicer
Corvette
way to say
it. Is a better way to say that. Well, is that. So you're saying that's true from being in Springfield for as long as you have been.
Well, listen, nobody's wearing a white hat here. Both sides suffer under the delusion that it's okay that real people suffer as long as the other side gets blamed. And as a result, we are all suffering here. Every one of us. We're going to be paying higher taxes. We're not getting the social services that we need. We're going to be paying more for our interest. The whole social fabric of our social services are falling apart. And real people who were supposed to be helped are not getting the services they need.
Let me ask you, today Chicago was in a national spotlight.
Yeah.
Donald Trump tweeted out about, if you can't get violence under control, I'm going to send in the feds. It sort of was brought up at the press conferences at the White House. You know, for you as someone who served in Springfield, but also your constituency was in McHenry County, when you hear things like the governor saying, I want to send in the feds, or what Rauner said about Chicago being, you know, get your murder city capital under control, as a legislator, I mean, what's your reaction to that? What's your reaction to what's happening around the political reactions to Chicago's violence?
You know, we're so fortunate to live here in McHenry County where we don't have those plagues. But can you imagine being a young man in Inglewood? What are your options in this world? I mean, you walk outside and it's not safe. How can anyone live that way? We do need to take back our streets, and we need to provide opportunity, and that's the problem. And when we're not investing, and when we don't have a budget, how are people going to school? I mean, kids aren't going to college in Illinois. We've lost about 16,000 students. That's like losing a Northern Illinois university every year. If we don't reverse this, our entire university system is going to crumble. And then kids aren't going to be going to school here, meaning we're going to get a brain drain if they're going to other states.
Yeah.
And these kids, when we lose the MAP grants, they can't. There's no way that they're able to afford school.
And you've always been sort of a rogue Democrat in the way that in the House, like I said, you sort of were at odds with the Speaker. But do you believe the Speaker's intent that a budget negotiation should be one thing and questions of ideology should be another?
I do. But I also think that the governor is right on many things, and we ought to bring those forward. For instance, on my last day in Springfield, I passed the first ever property tax freeze. I want that passed in the Senate. I want that to come back and get done. And I totally agree with the governor that we need term limits. We need... The problem is not the rank and file. There is a huge turnover. But when you have four members that are in leadership that really control everything, along with the governor, everyone else who's there is, frankly, superfluous. And we need to change the entire structure. But one thing that the governor doesn't talk about, and that I think he must, is we need real campaign finance reform. It shouldn't be only rich guys being able to run for office.
Jack Frank's my guest here. He's the board of the McHenry County Board. There you go.
God forbid.
Jack, you know, some of the issues, you know, we talk about property taxes in McHenry County, and there has been we talked about this before on the program, just about losing industry. We've seen things leave McHenry County, leave for other places, and that's on the table in the national discussion again. But there's other issues in McHenry County. One that comes up over and over is the heroin epidemic and opioid abuse. For you, as someone who is a leader in this county, when you see those kind of stunning and staggering statistics, not just here in McHenry County and Lake County, DuPage County, what's your reaction? What can you do, and what can the board do to deal with that?
That's a great question, because no one's immune. It's the kid next door. It could be someone in your family. It really has become an epidemic, and I think a lot of it's because of our prescription drugs. They get people hooked, and then they go to the cheaper heroin and other things. I'm working with the state's attorney on that, and to his credit, Patrick Kennelly is a new state's attorney who was just elected. He's laser-focused on this, and he's doing a great job. So we've had some meetings, and we're going to try to partner with other counties and bring this to the forefront, because we're losing way too many of our youth to this.
Jack Franks is the board chair of the McHenry County Board. He stopped by here at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Jack, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Chicago, everyone say hip, hip, Hooray for a Cubs win today. Holy cow, right now, get loud and have fun. Come on, Cubbies, let's get some runs.
That's a theme song for my next guest, live here at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Put your hands together.
Yeah,
dude. WGN 720. So fun to be out here in Crystal Lake, Illinois. One of the great things, there they go. One of the great things by far to be in Crystal Lake is that I get to be close to where I grew up, McHenry County. Went to high school in McHenry, McHenry West. With my next guest, we went to high school together. And we've stayed in touch, too. I mean, we've stayed. Stu McVicker, it's amazing to me because just, I would say, like in the last 3 or 4 years, articles start popping up on Facebook, on social media, about Club 400, about this man cave that this guy in Lake in the Hills built for the Cubs. And he won a contest. And then after that, it became, ooh, Theo Epstein or Tom Ricketts came through the Club 400. Ooh, Stu McVicker, local boy done good. And I'm like, dude. I know that guy.
I'll tell you what, it's been unbelievable. Like, you know, to have a dream, you know, which was the ultimate Chicago Cubs man cave, which is basically the best Cubs bar you ever seen in your entire life. and to get actually, like,
he's so
you
modest.
Know, Tom Ricketts and Cubs players out there, and we're making money for charity. I mean, I'm blessed. I really feel I'm really
okay,
blessed.
Let me ask you about this. So when we talk about a man cave, we've seen this in the basements. People do this where it's big screens and couches. Let's talk about the construction of your man cave, because this is far, far beyond puffy right. couches and Bud Light coolers.
Oh, yeah. The thing about it is it shouldn't even be called a man cave. It should be called the best Chicago Cubs bar around. And I'm including Wrigleyville in that, you know, so.
It really is. So what was the idea? I mean, because you've got a sort of a replica bleacher set or seats. Memorabilia everywhere, like you said, a bar. Talk about what you wanted to accomplish with it.
Well, the main thing was that, you know, I live all the way out in Lake in the Hills, and, you know, I always thought going to Wrigley Field, once I walked through those turnstiles, I forgot about life. And for 3 to 4 hours, you know, it was all Cubs baseball, which was the most important thing to me. And just sitting back, I always said baseball is the best, you know, beer-drinking sport, because you could drink a beer inning, you know, and I can't go to all the Cubs games, so I wanted to create the best place to watch baseball besides Wrigley Field, and that's how I created Club 400, you know? So
okay, there's one thing, again, I can't stress to the listening audience at home, there's one thing about creating a space to drink beer and watch the Cubs, but Stu had a carpenter. You know, you got a carpenter involved in this, then you
architect.
Start to, an architect, you start to get to a different level.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I always said, like, don't call it man cave because I put so much heart and soul in this place. Like, I know every little single corner about it. And, it took 4 years to build it, you know. So if it wasn't done right the first time, then it wasn't, you know, that I put everything in it at once. And what I got out of it was a place where, you know, I can't believe it. We're getting Cub players, and we're getting Tom Ricketts. We're getting Anthony Rizzo, and we got Ryan Sandberg coming out this year. We got the World Series trophy coming out in April, which is unbelievable to me, the fact that we have the World Series trophy coming to my house, you know. I mean, that's in my basement, you know. And it's crazy to me. But the best part of it is like, we've raised, in a couple short years, we raised over $150,000 for various charities, wow. Which is the most important part to me, you know, so.
It really is. And it's awesome because, I've had the pleasure to be out. I was out when Kerry Wood was out. I mean, you trick it out. I mean, it becomes like the whole, the guys are there. You got your band, Jim and Justin are there. But you've also got, Kerry Wood comes out, he signs autographs. I mean, talk about how you've become more immersed with Chicago Cubs charities and the foundations and these players, because every time I open up social media, there's you with a player or you with a manager. Talk about how that relationship has developed.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say I'm like the biggest religious guy around. You know, like, I don't go to church every Sunday, but I believe, like, if you follow a baseball team, it doesn't matter what team it is, that you know, you share a certain thing, and being that, you know, with Cub fans, you know, you've been through the ups, you've been through the downs, you've been way through more downs than ups, you know. And I think that my whole thing is Cub fans helping Cub fans. So I want to help out all the great Cub fans who have, you know, been through the downs. And now it's so weird because we are World Series champions, and I'm used to not saying that, but to help Cub fans in need. And that's the thing that I got my website coming out, which is www.club400cubs.com. And what we're there for is to help Cub fans in need. And it's unbelievable. Like, the last year was unbelievable to have Anthony Rizzo out, Andre Dawson, Mark Grace, Pat Hughes, who called the final out at my house, you know, on TV. You know, we pre-recorded it. But to have these guys over here, Jim and Justin from Modern Day Romeos, who have played every event at my house for free, have donated their equipment to me for free. I mean, it's like, The cool thing is I couldn't do it without a lot of people who wanted to help. And, like, Jim and Justin are just one of those guys that has done it. But it's actually, you know, grown into a movement, you know, and it's a beautiful thing.
Stu McVicker is my guest. He is the man behind Club 400 right here in Lake in the Hills, right outside Crystal Lake. You know, talk about what – before we move on, what is the best thing you have down in Club 400? What's the one thing you're, like, in glass that you're like, yes –
I mean, I got a lot of cool things, but when Tom Ricketts came out in 2014 for my buddy Nick Sheridan, we raised $30,000 for him to get new prosthetics. He had such a great time. He was one of the last guys to leave. And the funny thing is like, that was 2013 when the Cubs were really bad, you know. So I was on the stage, and I said, Tom, when the Cubs win the World Series, and you're on Oprah, and you're riding down the, you know, Michigan Avenue towards Wrigley, I want you to make one last stop, and that's the Club 400 with the trophy. And, like, little did we know that, like, he was going to do it, you know. But
that's amazing.
He had a present. He said, it's coming. Don't wait for it. But when you get it, you'll know it's from me. So it's one of the, you know, to get a present from the Cubs owner is pretty cool. So before the 2015 season, a big truck pulls over, and we got this big package out of there, and it was huge. And we brought it down to the basement, and it was a life-size Anthony Rizzo bobblehead, which is one of one, you know. So
there you go. And right away, you're like, this is from Ricketts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fact that it's like I said, he had it commissioned for me, you know. It wasn't like it's something you can just go buy at a store, you know.
Oh, man.
And the fact that we got Rizzo out next year and we raised $46,000 for pediatric cancer was, and I got him to sign it, was pretty cool too, you know. So
it's amazing. All right, so for you as a Cubs fan, and we've had a lot of people on, and Pete, you know, we had people during the World Series talking about their relationship to the Cubs. I mean, I ask you the same questions. I mean, we're about, I would say, what, 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away from the World Series tour being over and the next season starting. How do you feel? How do you feel as a Cubs fan, especially one with such intensity for the team, that they're the World Series champs?
Well, I think last year was kind of a gift. Like, you know, I didn't see us going to the World Series and especially winning it, you know. And I felt like we could go really far. And now I feel, well, this team, you know, the next, you know, 2017, the sky's the limit, man. I mean, we have a lot of great – I think the team's only going to be better, to be honest with you. And I think that we should get another World Series in the next 5 years. And I think, you know, last year was amazing. I don't think nothing's ever going to beat that, you know. This is the first – your first love, you know, the first Cubby team that won the World Series. And I was lucky to be down there at Game 7 and to be a part of the crowd, and the whole atmosphere was unbelievable. And I'm so happy for all the Cub fans out there. I'm not the biggest. Everybody always asks me, are you the biggest Cub fan? No, I'm not. I'm just the one who built the man cave. There's a lot of great, passionate fans that love the Cubs, and I'm just so glad they got their dreams and their, you know, fathers and mothers and everybody. And, you know, it's unbelievable.
One of the bigger Cubs fans is Dorothy.
Oh, yes, Dorothy. Yes, she got her due this year.
She
does.
You know, Dorothy, Dorothy Farrell was, she sits behind the Cubs dugout, and she has been going to games for decades. And you got behind a movement to have her sing the seventh inning stretch.
Yes, I did. Yeah, we started it last year, and it didn't lift off to where I thought it should. But I will like to say one thing, and I don't know if this was the first time I said it publicly.
Uh-oh.
But a great friend, Carrie Wood. Carrie Wood is bringing Dorothy up to the booth with him this year to sing the seventh inning stretch.
Right.
So I'm going to call or contact change.com and tell them goal accomplished once that's done.
Wow,
so that's pretty
amazing.
Cool. Yeah.
Dorothy going to get the seventh inning stretch because they were resistant because they said no civilians.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were a little resilient because they never knew what Dorothy would say up there also, you know. I mean, if you know Dorothy, she's an open book and she'll say whatever she wants to say. But, yeah, I thought it was awesome. One of the best Cubs fans around. And the fact that she said to Ken Rosenthal, well, how are you going to celebrate the World Series? A 91-year-old woman said, I'm going to drink some Jaeger tonight, you know, so.
Well, okay, so for you, you're going to Arizona coming up here in March. Talk about that experience to go down there to spring training. You've been doing it for years now.
Oh, yeah. You know what? If you get a chance and you're a big Cubs fan, I don't think there's anything better you can do in March to go down to Mesa and check out the new complex. The one thing up cool that Tom said, he was going to really make the Cubs facilities the best in baseball. And with the spring training complex down there with Sloan Park, it's unbelievable. It's huge, you know. And there's like there's a main field, and then there's like six other fields, and you can really get close to the players. You could tailgate, which you can't do at Wrigley Field, and you can really just hang out with other Cub fans and in the sun when it's really crappy in Chicago and have a great time.
I never understood. Like I went as a kid, and I remember going down there, but it really is. It has a party atmosphere to it. I mean, it's like a ski trip or going to Vegas or Tahoe or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like, I mean, unfortunately, being that the Wrigley Field's in the middle of a neighborhood, you can't really hang out and tailgate and park your car. But out there, it's a little different. So it's really fun. Like, you can really get to know a lot of different people and tailgate and bust out a grill, and it's awesome.
All right. The one thing I'll ask you, you know, for you, is it getting to your head? I mean, you go to the Cubs game, you see someone, or there's a closed door party going on. You're like, hey, I'm Club 400. Why didn't I get an invite to this VIP party?
You know, I consider myself really blessed. You know, like I wake up every single day, and I'm like, all I did was like turn my basement into an awesome Cubs place, and like I get to hang out with like Tom Ricketts, and get to go to private parties and stuff like that. But like I said, I don't want to sound like the cheese ball, but like what's most important to me is that, it just evolved into it, is that I'm using it for charity. And like I have a $1 million goal for charity.
Really?
And that's what I want to do. So right now I'm going to focus on that in my own personal business that I own. But right now, $1 million goal for charity, and then I'll probably retire after that.
You can't move. You got to leave the house for the rest of your life. Now.
You know what?
When we can't dismantle it.
When we started painting bricks, I knew I couldn't move, you know? So you can't change that.
You're
listening
to Jack Franks. You're like, yeah, less on the property taxes. I need to stay here.
Oh, yeah, Lake and Hills has very high property tax. Jack, can you do something about that, buddy? You know?
Stu McVicker, my guest. He's the owner of Club 400. Before we go, good buddy of mine from high school.
Justin's the best, and I'll tell you one thing about Justin, man. He worked his butt off to get where he is today, and like he wasn't given this job, and I appreciate listening to him on the radio all the time. And Justin, you're doing a hell of a good job, and you're representing Wonder Lake like you wouldn't believe, and I love you, dude. You're great.
Thank you, buddy. That's so nice, dude. I was going to say, let's talk about when we used to be in the rap music, but that's cool. Stu McVicker, ladies and gentlemen, give it up. All right, we'll take a quick break.
Jaeger shots for everyone.
There it is. 720 WGN.
When I get fishing, let's keep one thing clear. A base over there, but the brews right here. 2 6-packs in a big bag of oxygen. And even get your partner, but the brews say some right back to the bar. Serve every daiquiris and a colada. Need a whole lot of them brew drinks to catch me a buzz. I'ma tell you I'm that Kool-Aid kid. When you serve that drink, please stick it in the fridge. I like cold beverages. I like cold beverages. Yeah, I like cold beverages. And you know that I'm feeling kind of thirsty. I like cold beverages. I like cold beverages. I like cold beverages.
Jim and Justin. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Duke's Ale House and Kitchen, presented by Allstate Chicago's Own Good Hands. I'm Justin Kaufman, with you till 10 o'clock tonight. Coming up, Greg Flam's going to be here. We're going to do the swap meet live. Oh, he's got a whole bunch of stuff, too. Greg joins us every Wednesday. So if you got something you want to brag about, we'll bring the mic around, and Greg will tell you if it's worth anything or if you should stop bragging, right? That's essentially it. Also, you know, Dukes is an amazing place. If you have not been to Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake, Illinois, you got to, right by the train station here. Zach Dozel joins me now. He's the owner and chef. He's owned the place for 16 years. Zach, thanks for being here. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
And I should say, we should thank you for being here. Thanks for hosting us.
Absolutely. At this.
So, what is it about Duke's that adds to the Crystal Lake area? I mean, when I think about Crystal Lake, there's so much going on 14, a lot of chain restaurants, things like that. Talk about what you wanted to do with a place like Duke's.
We wanted to be a community restaurant. We wanted to support local businesses, local farmers. We wanted to do something, you know, that surrounded the hometown and, you know, local food movement and all of that. We wanted to jump aboard with and just really...
Yeah, when you talk about local food movement, I mean, we hear that all the time in Chicago. People source stuff to their plates at restaurants in different neighborhoods. Where are you getting local food from in Crystal Lake? Is it, when you say local food, do you mean farms in McHenry County, farms in the area?
Yeah, absolutely. Farms in Harvard, all the way up to Wisconsin. We, you know, we literally have farmers come in and dropping off stuff, saying, you know, use our produce and giving us samples of things. And it's really cool. Everybody seems to be super on board with it and excited about it.
Earlier in the night, I talked about a steel drum. Do you ever have a steel drum in this place?
No.
Yeah, maybe it was steel drum Dukes. It's a different steel drum. All right. As we wrap up, as we get ready for Greg to come up, I love the fact that you're in Crystal Lake and you're doing this. You know, for you, you know, when you think about the bar that you have here and the restaurant that you have here, what does Crystal Lake and being a part of Crystal Lake mean to you?
Oh, man, it's become my hometown. It didn't start that way, but I didn't even come in here ideally with running a business here for a long time. I came in to help my parents open a new restaurant and kind of reinvent it. And I took it to something that I became really passionate about and invested my heart and soul into it. And I really became involved in the community and excited with working with community members and became a lot of fun. And I couldn't see it go to the wayside.
There you go. Zach Dozel, he is the owner and chef here at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake. We'll take a quick break and we'll get Rob Martyr's news. We're live at Duke's of Crystal Lake. Stay with us.
And hey, I'll be gone today. I'll be back from around the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. Because I know one thing, yeah, that I love you. Man, I love you. I love you.
Yeah, give it up for Jim and Justin live at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Today's WGN Hometown Voices Store, live from Duke's Ale House kitchen here in Crystal Lake. You know, I want to throw out some, it's not just Duke's, of course. We also have a thank you to Wilmot Mountain, now part of the Vail Resorts Epic family with $13.2 million of renovations. Come out for skiing, snowboarding. It's a different kind. It's all new. It's brand new. It's snowboarding. It's so good. So fun. Snowboarding and tubing, which, you know, we have some passes to give away. Let me introduce Pete Zimmerman, everybody.
Yeah.
Give it up for Pete Zimmerman. He's been doing a tremendous job tonight.
So, yeah, Justin, we have Wilmot has generously donated us some all-day lift tickets to the new resort.
All-day lift tickets.
Yeah, a fantastic place. I'm excited to get out there.
They actually gave them to me, and then I was like, you know what? I should give these away because I'm such a nice guy.
And I figured that since the trivia worked so well last time,
we're going to try it one
more time.
Let's try it one more time.
All right, so I have a trivia question for you. For an all-day lift ticket to Wilmot Mountain.
This is big time.
What 1980s movie,
okay,
starring John Cusack.
Okay, I'm in.
Did his girlfriend,
okay,
dump him for a ski captain?
Ooh, oh, I tell it. What do we got? Oh, we got here. Here we go. We got one on the front.
What's your name? What's your name?
Diane Hoover.
Diane Hoover. Where are you from?
I am from Crystal Lake.
Yeah. Hometown. Let me say something. Okay, are you ready? Go ahead.
Say anything.
Close.
That
but
is
it's
wrong.
Not say anything. But it's another one of John Cusack's movies. Which John
the
Cusack
question
movie?
Is, what 1980s movie starring right. Chicagoan and Cubs fan John Cusack?
We got a hand up here. The hint was it's not
did
say anything.
Did he get dumped? His girlfriend dumps him for a ski captain.
One crazy
what
song.
Movie? John Cusack Better movie, 1980s.
Better Off Dead.
Yes!
That's it. Yay! Congratulations.
There you go.
You get your tickets.
That's it. So it was close to say anything. It's just a different John Cusack movie. You know, that's how I like to roll. I like to encourage and support and say it was close. So there you go with the
you
tickets.
Wanna,
all right.
You want to try another one real quick?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You got another one? Is it a John Cusack movie?
No, it isn't.
Darn it.
Although it's...
Bill Murray.
All right,
maybe,
here we
maybe
go.
Maybe I shouldn't do... I'll yeah. do it anyway.
You're going to do it anyway. Pete's going rogue.
Because this is going new. This is news.
News. News. Nude news quiz.
What former television star of the TV show Wings...
Strong show.
Broke his legs today in a skiing accident at Sundance.
Ask somebody else is what we got.
Anybody know this one?
I only know one guy from Wings.
Yeah. Oh, in the back. We got one in the back.
Go in the back.
All right. What do you got? One?
What's your name?
Thomas Hayden Church.
It is not Thomas Hayden Church.
I would have said no. I would have said Tony Shalhoub.
No, it is not Tony Shalhoub.
What about Steven Weber?
What star of Madam Secretary?
Oh. Here we go. What's your name?
Tim Daly.
Tim Daly. Your name is Tim Daly, too?
That's crazy. Yay, Tim Daly.
Look at that. You guys are winning like crazy. That was good. I got a good Tony Shalhoub story.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't, right? It's a funny story. Sometimes when I was in a different life, when I was I was acting, and I did a show in New York City, and I was put up for a week. It was like friends of a friends of a friend kind of thing, and I had an apartment on the Lower East Side. Tony Shalhoub's picture was on the wall, like in his tuxedo, like it was like a wedding picture. So I could only assume it was Tony Shalhoub's place. So I stayed there for like two nights.
Cool.
Pretty cool. Pretty. Huh?
You steal the bed sheets.
I don't think he knows that, but you know what? You know, we'll just hashtag it.
Right.
Hashtag Tony Shalhoub's
place.
Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce. Welcome to the stage, Mr. Greg Flamm. All right.
Woo! Thank you, Justin.
Greg is at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. We do the swap meet every single Wednesday night on the download 720 WGN, where Greg will tell you what your stuff is worth, right. Or better yet, just sort of give you support when you brag about
right.
said stuff.
Right.
You go around each and every week to estate sales, to other places, and you bring in great things to the studio, and I always love it because I get to see it, but the actual people listening never get to see it, right?
Right.
Well, now we're live on stage. What do you got with us tonight? Greg, what did you find this week?
All right. In memory or anniversary of 31st Chicago Bears Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That's
I
coming up, right?
Kept it Bears today, so we could all relate.
Oh, yes.
This is the
Look
actual
that.
Flag that they gave out to the fans
up with people.
For Up With People during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
And
they have instructions on it.
And it has instructions on it, like when to wave the flag.
What?
So
feel free to come up and look at
right.
this. But yeah.
Yep.
Look at that. There are instructions. When the kids say "Up With People,"
right.
that's when you come in and right. do the thing. That's crazy.
I got the Chicago Bears soap on a rope.
Okay, that's
right.
Like you said that, so like, hey, look what I got.
Right. Hey,
you've been wanting this for a long time.
Right. The musical bottle opener, Bear Down Chicago Bears. 85, brand new World Series championship pin. Some other videos and
VHS videos.
Yeah. Right.
VHS.
And then
this is great.
Yep.
This one. Oh, I love this one. I had this 85 World Champions, the story of the 85 Bears, the NFL films.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. This is like, I've watched this 650 times. Right? This is a great one.
And then towards the floor, that's just a 1991 team photo. The 85 was too big to bring.
A ton of stuff for the Bears as we get ready for the Super Bowl. also my favorite he brings every single week.
Right, that's what started it
off. The very unofficial Jane Byrne coloring book. Come on, how cool is that, huh? It's very unofficial.
That's what started it all.
Look at this. And my favorite is in the middle. There's like scenes that you can color in from Jane Byrne. I guess it's a parody of some sort, but it's like a little cartoon book.
Yeah, read off who's in it on the
front. So on the front it says, look for your favorite Chicago characters. Richie Daly, Big Jim Thompson, Jesse Jackson, Jay Who, McMullen, Mike Royko, Steve Dahl, Irv Kupcinet, and Walter Jacobson. The first annual Jane Byrne Centerfold, Inside 395.
Maybe the only Jane Byrne Centerfold.
It's just like it's like satire. It's comedy.
Right.
I love it.
Okay.
All right, so when we come back, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, if you have some things that you want to evaluate or you just want to tell us how cool you have, like if you have the very unofficial Jane Byrne coloring book at home, now's the time to do that. We'll give away some prizes if you would like to collaborate on this week's Swap Meet live at Duke's Ale House here in Crystal Lake. It's a download on 720 WGN. Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Weeknights on WGN TV News at 10.
Rock me, mama, like a banging wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound drain. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me.
Yeah, Jim and Justin live here at Duke's Ale House, Crystal Lake, Illinois. It's a download here at 720 WGN. My boy Greg Flam is here. We are live with the Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. If you want to text in, we can go through that. But we've got actual prizes to give away in this segment for the people that are in the room. Pete Zimmerman is on the floor. We always like when Pete's on the floor,
right?
All right, so Pete, you've got some people who want to either brag or evaluate, right? What do we got?
Yes, I do.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Bonnie Himmelblau, and I'm from Wheeling, Illinois.
Wheeling, all right. Yeah. That's a good town. A lot of good restaurants there.
Yep.
There's like 50.
Like Bobchin's Crab House.
Bobchin's.
And all the, yeah.
That's my first.
It's the biggest restaurant I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It feels like it's going to smash all the different restaurants.
It's busy all the time, too.
Is
it's
it?
Amazing.
Yeah, they got like the yellow or the orange cones out all the time when I go by there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you have Bobchin's related stuff you want to? No.
Well, actually, I've got a T-shirt of Bobchin's, but that's I'm not bragging about that.
Well, I would brag about that.
The plastic,
I want a Bobchin's T-shirt.
People actually collect and buy the Bobchin cups, the plastic cups, tiki
mat. Yeah, the Mai Tai.
Yeah. I mean, five can go for about $30.
Uh huh. Well, if you save up enough, I think that you can earn like a jacket or something like that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If you save enough cups, you can get a jacket.
Oh, yeah,
I love Bobchin's.
I don't remember how it works, but I think that you get a certain number of Mai Tais or something like that. You add them up, you can get a free jacket.
You get
something.
A free jacket or a DUI, one of the two.
I don't know. Whatever.
All right. What do you want to brag about?
Well, I have a whole entire set of the encyclopedia. Called the Book of Knowledge from the early 20s.
We've had some of that stuff. So the Book of Knowledge, is that what it's called, the Book of Knowledge?
Or? Yeah, it's not called the Encyclopedia Britannica. It's called the Book of Knowledge.
Yeah, I like the we had the World Book, which was a little different, right?
It's an encyclopedia set, several volumes and everything like
the
that.
The Book of Knowledge from the 20s. All right, Greg, what do you think?
I'm looking online, and they're going for $20 to $40.
The whole set.
Probably paid $150 for it.
Yeah, so.
And yeah, you may hold out. In the 90s, they love that stuff. Yeah. Now,
wait till
it's like the stock market.
Yeah, wait till GPS is gone, and no one can look up anything, and they'll be worth a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. If there's like a whole meltdown, and the Wi-Fi's go out.
My grandfather gave that to my mother when she was a child.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, it might depend on what year, but they are in that price range.
It's sentimental. So. That's what's good.
Right.
All right, thank you.
We tried.
All right, anybody else? Anybody else want to brag about something they got? We got a guy in the back. All right. What's your name, buddy?
Name's Joe from Wonder Lake.
Hey, Joe. I'm from Wonder Lake.
I heard about that.
How about it? Hey, give it up for Joe, everybody.
Hey, Joe.
Where are you at in Wonder Lake?
You
could say east or west side.
East side.
East side. My man.
East side.
Once again, they still got the swing beach?
Oh, yeah. They still got the best ski team in the state.
They do? Yeah, I knew that, right?
The Wonder Lake ski team.
I heard a rumor that they took the slide out of Slide Beach.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, yeah. I'm the one who keeps the Wonder Lake rumors. Like I keep the history alive.
It's been a while since you've been out there? Or?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been out there.
Yeah, I grew up in Oak Park River Forest.
Oh, okay. We kind of flipped. I live in Chicago now, so yeah. All right, what do you want to brag about?
Anyways, I got this old radio from my parents. It's a Zenith, and the only way to show it is to have this guy take a peek at it.
Okay.
I couldn't bring it in tonight because it's pretty big.
Right. Should have brought it in. We would have evaluated if you brought it in.
If you want.
All right, so
we're going to check it out.
We're going to bring up the picture. So a Zenith radio. We get a lot of these. We get a lot of old-time Zenith radios.
It sits on the floor.
Yeah, we saw that one, yeah.
That's one of the larger ones. That's hard. Those usually sell more in antique shops because they're so large. You almost have to pay someone to take it.
Joe, does it work?
Huh?
Does it work?
it probably needs a few tubes.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I would do? I would take it to one of those hoity-toity antique shops like in Andersonville.
Right.
Consignment. And I'd be like, this is a new, armoire.
I think I also, you talked about it on the radio last time. It had a the green lampshade.
Right.
And that was yours?
Was that you?
Yeah, with the black panther.
Yeah, that thing was cool. Right, Black Panther. Yeah. He had a Black Panther lamp. Yeah. With a green shade.
Right. Like
it was super hot, like in a Anchorman kind of way.
Right.
Like it was like what you would think that the, that.
But it was $150, so it wasn't too bad.
Bucks, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what you said.
All right, Joe. Hey, I can't thank you enough for Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Give it up for Wonder Lake Joe. He doesn't know anything about the history of Swing Beach, anything like that, but you know what? We'll take him.
He's got a cool radio. Though.
All right, anybody else real quick? You know, we got one more. You want to do one more? Let's do one more. And you know what, Joe? I'm going to give you some. We'll give you some stuff here, and also you too as well, buddy. Okay, what's your name?
What we got?
My name is Randy from Woodstock, Illinois.
Woodstock. Yay, I love the Woodstock.
Yeah.
I love it. I haven't been there in a while either. The square is still there.
Yes. Square's still there. Everything's still there.
Storyteller Jim May, who showed up tonight, he was in the audience. We had interviewed him around the download in the summertime. He's got a show there this weekend.
Oh, really?
On the square at the Opera House.
Nice.
I'm just telling. I mean, I know more about what's going on in Woodstock than you do.
Yeah, it seems like.
Why do I know everything about these places? Come on, guys. All right, what do you want to brag about?
I have a 1977 Spada Foxy moped, 74 original miles.
Wow,
it's pristine. Wow. It's just like it came out of the showroom.
1977.
What was the brand again?
1977. Everything about it's perfect.
What's the brand?
Sparta.
Sparta.
Okay. Yeah.
Sparta classic. Is a brand.
Yeah.
It's a Sax is the motor.
Moped. Yep.
Yeah. It's a great moped. Found it.
It's a great moped.
Yep. Great moped.
Because it was free.
Does about 23 miles an hour.
Do you use it?
I use it. Yes. It's.
I mean, where do you drive in Woodstock? Where do you take the moped? You just take it out on
to and from the square. You know, grocery go. Yeah, go get groceries, everything.
You're kind of like the local color.
Yeah, basically.
You know, like
everyone just kind of points and laughs at me, but like, it's worth it.
All those cobblestones are a little bit rough with the moped.
You're right. Yeah, it's square with the cobblestones.
It's
perfect.
You
could do Uber Eats with that or something.
What do you got? What do you got, Greg? What do you think of 77 mopeds going for?
Well, it is pretty rare because I can't find a full one because the parts are through the roof. So if you had to, at worst, you can, part it.
And it works?
Out.
Yeah, it runs. It runs perfectly. Starts every time. Like I said, it only does 23 miles an hour.
You have two options. One, try to, if you want to sell it, which I wouldn't because it seems like that's your thing. I wouldn't lose your thing. You could sell it for a lot, or you could just chop that thing up into like 35 different parts, and it sounds like.
Right. Well, to give you an idea, too, if it was full 1977, a Foxy one sold for about $1,000. So.
Okay.
I'm not saying yours is $1,000, but you probably could get between $5,000 and $1,000.
She's saying sell it, so if you give me $1,000 for it, you take it.
If you don't like that one, there's about 10 more in our garage.
Oh.
So
nice.
Take anyone.
Woodstock
you want.
Moped.
Giving away mopeds for free in Woodstock, Illinois. Thank you very much for that. All right,
thank you.
Greg, this is great, buddy. We did it. No, we did it live. Greg Flam, we listen every Wednesday night
at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. Next week, he'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll do more with the swap meet. We're live at Duke's Ale House here in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Stay with us.
Run and close the curtains. All we need is candlelight and you and me, and a bottle of wine to hold you tonight. Say tonight, like the break of dawn comes tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, like the break of dawn comes tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Jim and Justin here at Duke's Ale House in Crystal Lake, Illinois. We're here till 10 o'clock tonight. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we are going to replay the David Muir interview with Donald Trump, the first network interview. We're going to play that at 10 o'clock, so that's coming up here. Eagle Eye Cherry, was that an Eagle Eye
you
Cherry?
You got
that's
it.
That's
very
classy.
Good. Very
classy.
Good. You win a prize.
I'm glad you're bringing the heat. You know, like I was worried, you know, when we talked to you guys, I was like, I don't know if they're going to be able to bring the heat. And they did. All night.
Thanks.
Thank you. You know, if you're gonna bring in a 9:30 hour on a Wednesday, Eagle Eye Cherry, you're doing something right?
We were going to play Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
Yeah. And yeah, see, that's not bringing the heat. That's a little too, that's down. That's depressing.
It's too cool. Yeah. Too cold. We need the heat.
All right. We're going to talk with Jim and Justin a little bit about their music and career here as we wrap up. But before we do that, as the crowd here is waiting in anticipation, Pete Zimmerman still has one more ski lift package from Wilmot Mountain, who are graciously helping us tonight. Yeah. Pete, all right, so you have an idea for a trivia question?
I do have a trivia question.
All right, are we ready?
Yes.
We have a trivia question here for the crowd that's here, that's still here at Duke's, as they're all sort of milling about.
Yeah,
all right.
Milling about. So the question is, you got to be paying attention to this one.
Ooh.
According to Joe, who's in the audience here.
Hey, Joe.
Who has the best ski team? What city has the best ski team in the nation?
Award-winning.
Award-winning. Award-winning ski team.
We got some hands up.
We have a hand? All right, hold on. Right. Let's see if you had to be paying attention.
You had to be paying attention.
That would be Justin's hometown of Wonder Lake.
Wonder Lake!
That is it!
Joe, you're now a trivia question. You became a part of the trivia, Joe, from Wonder Lake. Wonder Lake, Illinois. All right, so we gave away the Wilmot Mountain passes. Thank you to Wilmot Mountain, now part of Vail Resort's epic family, with $13.2 million of renovations. Come out for skiing, snowboarding, and tubing. Tubing. I want to go out and tube. It's the last time I tubed. Yeah, we need some snow.
You can tube on snow?
I know. That's the first thing I thought about.
That's amazing.
I thought it was a typo. You can't tube on snow. I'm excited about that.
I want to tube on snow bad.
I've seen some people in the last couple weeks on Instagram with the Wilmot Mountain out and, you know, actually doing ski-type stuff. I've never been a skier.
Yeah.
I will be honest. I remember doing it once and being like, And then, you know, my family was here tonight, and I've talked about this on the show as well. They got me into cross-country skiing. And when I say got me into,
that's too
forced
fancy.
Me to do it as a kid. So that's what I thought skiing was.
Really did you
do hard
it?
Walking.
How did you do with it? How did you do?
I did terrible because I was 12. And you're like in Marengo in the forest preserve going, okay, go left, right. And you screw up at all. The ski falls off. There's snow on the stuff. And then you lose your momentum. And then you get really excited for a little hill that just kind of went, like it was not, you get a little momentum to go down, and that was about it.
See, your parents made you do that, and then ours made us just shovel the driveway, which was like a quarter mile long.
Because we grew up in Marengo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Right by the forest preserve, actually.
You did.
Right across the street.
Oh, my God, you guys probably saw me, and you're like, I'm never doing that.
Who is that guy?
No, I was sweating, shoveling, like, I wish I was that guy.
I wish I was that guy. Walk skiing? It's amazing. I mean, I realize now when I look back, I'm like, oh, there was... Downhill skiing is a much better.
That's way better than regular.
Which is a thrill.
Flat level skiing.
And then you're like, shouldn't be a thing.
And they're like, yeah, that's a lot of work to get back up.
Yeah.
You can take a lift. That's amazing.
Oh my God, Jim and Justin, you guys play here every
Thursday, last Thursday of the month. Talk about the show, because this is, I mean, as of tonight, I mean, do you guys play on this stage here?
It's right here. This is actually where we started before Modern Day Romeo started. We kind of just picked up a Tuesday or a Monday or something for like $50 in free beer. And the environment here, as I was talking to Adam, the sound engineer, it's kind of a small room and it's all brick, but there's a really cool vibe and there's a really cool energy. So every time, as you notice, when you do the show here, it's very interactive. The people are right on top of you. Yeah, so right, it's a very right. cool when you do what you do. And that's why we love to be a part of the show, because you're very interactive with the people and they're very on top of you. So this is like the perfect venue to do acoustic stuff, which we do, is we're very interactive as well. Yeah. So these are the perfect venues to do this stuff.
In this scenario, on tonight when it was prime time, it was 8 o'clock, the tables were packed, people were eating dinner. Do you have to change your style of show when you're on stage and everyone's eating their salmon?
When we the first hour is a lot more mellow, and then a lot of fart jokes come on after 9:30.
That's where you bring the eagle eye chair and comes out at 9 o'clock. Yeah. you don't start with that one. And a lot of it, I mean, you guys, Modern Day Romeo's plays, you're playing at in Libertyville at Austin's on Saturday. But talk about your relationship, because a lot of what you've done tonight, which is great, is party music. It's cover music done acoustic. You guys, this is really what you guys sell as your act, is sort of a mashup acoustic kind of thing.
It's very, and that's super cheesy what Stu said earlier. It sounds cheesy, but it's exactly what you do. It's the hometown voices. Everywhere that we play, it's not about us, ever. The more interaction with the crowd, the more involvement with the crowd that we have, the more success, and that we've been playing for almost 15 years now, which is insane. But it's just word of mouth. It's nothing more than just involving the crowd, and it's party music. It's everything from Neil Diamond to brand new stuff to Michael Jackson to weird TV show medleys, and the more we can interact and be a part of people's nights, the better.
Do you guys cater your show? I mean, if you do some stuff, you do some country music at the top, or you do maybe some classic rock, and people are like, and they just keep eating, or are you like, okay, I'm going to bring out the pop music?
Are you flexible
in that regard?
I Peyton Manning every show, and the band hates it. I Omaha almost every single song, because we'll start playing.
We've never followed one set list ever.
I make a set list, I send it out, and then I'll start playing two or three songs, and I read the crowd. Sometimes they're ready to go. Sometimes they want nothing to do with us. And so you Omaha, and you're like, all right, play these songs earlier. Let's get them going. Let's interact. And the band is amazing, because when we first started, I just talk way too much. And they have to know to, like, just hold out a note and keep it going, and we're going to switch it to here. And but in the end, I mean, it's like what you do. It's all about the people here, and the more that they interact and the more they connect with it, the better the night is. So it's not about us just being a Chuck E. Cheese band or whatever. It's about the more that they're a part of it, the more they're going to be like, well, yeah, we got to go back and see this guy again.
I mean, a lot of it is word of mouth for you guys, because you play at a lot of different places. And like I said, you play with the band, but you also do Jim and Justin here, acoustic. I'm interested, because this is a style of room. I mean, it's a beautiful room, like you said, with the brick and paintings, and people are eating locally sourced food. But there are other nights where they're like, it's time for Coors Light. Jim and Justin are here.
Rage.
Yeah. I mean, do you have to take into account the scenarios that are presented to you?
Absolutely.
And the room that you're playing.
Every show is totally different. And we do everything. This past summer we've done a Milwaukee Harley Davidson Fest, where it's just straight up bikers that probably have all killed people. So when you walk out, and we do boy band medleys, and we're like, we have to change this immediately. They are looking, they're snarling at us.
No Backstreet Boys tonight, guys. No Backstreet Boys.
And we've done Wakanda High School.
Yeah, we did a dance.
We did a dance, like a turnabout for them. We've done literally everything. So, but it's fun, and we love all those types of music. And every type of music has a different kind of energy. And if you can give that, it's almost like kindergarten class. And if you can give that it's okay to get ridiculous or alcohol.
Kindergarten class with alcohol.
But if you can give them the okay to get ridiculous, it's so fun to see huge bikers with ripped off sleeves dance, disco dance and dance circles and stuff.
To Kevin Bacon.
And it's no one will do it, but once one person does it and you give them okay to do it.
Who's going to be the person tonight?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Marty.
Marty's going to have his shirt off in the next 15 minutes.
It's Marty's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday,
Happy
Marty.
Happy birthday, Marty.
There you go, see? There you go, Marty. All right. So all night you guys are playing snippets of songs and being gracious and letting me talk over you, and I'd like to give you guys an opportunity to play something full if you'd like. Jim and Justin play here tomorrow night at Duke's. They've been gracious enough with their time free tonight to do all of the stuff, and they also are playing in Modern Day Romeo's on Saturday, and where is it? Libertyville at Austin's in Libertyville. We'll take a quick. Let's take a quick break because
we'll take a
time.
Quick break for as far as original stuff too. We won the WGN contest for Cubs, the Cubs original song.
I was going to ask you about that.
And right. So that's on iTunes. We're just going to go ahead and invite you to spend 99 cents and get your own version
on
of
iTunes
that
for the original Cubs, Jim and Justin. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get some live music from these guys here at Duke's Crystal Lake.
Hey,
720 WGN. All right, welcome back to Duke's. We're wrapping it up here in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Coming up at 10 o'clock, the interview David Moore does with Donald Trump. That's coming up here for the 10 o'clock hour here on 720 WGN. But right now, I want to wrap it up tonight with a live performance from Jim and Justin, who have been performing all night long with us. They are here at Duke's tomorrow night, and they are also on stage at Austin's in Libertyville this weekend with Modern Day Romeos. Guys, take it away.
All right, we're going to do something. I think one of my all-time favorite radio intros ever was you just going from different, like the name game. That's one of the coolest things ever, and we love to do that. So we're going to play Sublime's What I Got. It's a basic D&G. Any song on the planet goes to it. So we're going to start it off. So I'll give you a little heads up. We're going to start it off, and then when I point to you, any song goes to it. So give me any 80s, 90s song, hip-hop, Spice Girls, whatever. All right?
Spice Girls.
Ready?
Here we go. Early in the morning, rising to the street, light me up that a cigarette, a strap shoes on my feet. Dee 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 dee. Got to find a reason, reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my moon is all gone. I got a Dalmatian, I can still get
hello.
I can play the guitar like a Justin Kaufman riot. Life is too short, so of the one you got, you might give another, now you might get shot. I never signed, I'm standing on the kitchen up my chest. Never had no battle, we no bulletproof. That's when tickets fall and simple, take out titties and it for me. I take a love your money, give it up and share it in me. Life is what I got, what's within my reach. I sublime style, it goes straight from Long Beach. But I come back to you, if I'm gonna give it you deserve. And you're trying to sad boy, I'm gonna get served. Love what I got, man, no star, no Ryan. Give it when the dance gets hot. I sing loving is what I got. I sing remember that. I sing loving.
I think we should go now.
What I got.
All right.
Anything.
Anything. So Pete's out in the audience as well. So if you have an idea for a song,
shout him out.
Shout him out.
With or without you, but you too.
You too, with or without you.
See the sunset in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait without you.
What else?
All right, here I got one. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rhythm and the licks that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
All right.
Runaway by Bon Jovi.
Oh.
I don't know.
Ooh, she's a little runaway.
We actually entered a contest to open for Bon Jovi on March 26th. Go ahead and go to bonjovi.com and vote for Modern Day Romeo.
All right, what do you got?
Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right? My loneliness is killing me,
and I
must confess, I still believe. Baby.
We hear Bye 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 by NSYNC.
Ooh.
I'm something this tonight. I'm thinking I'm gonna start a fight. I'm doing nothing right. Hey, baby, come on. I don't know them like it. Fake no more, cause it ain't no lie. I don't want no soul ringing out that door. Baby, bye, 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 bye.
What else? Justin Kaufman.
Good. All right, one last song. All right, Nothing But a G Thing.
Without the, so
without the swears. Without the swears.
That's a good one.
This ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. Too low down, Kaufman's going crazy. WGN is a label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please do understand.
Give it up for Jim and Justin, everybody.
Perfection is perfection, so I'm going to let them understand.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and that'll wrap up our show here at Duke's Ale House. Jim and Justin, give it up for them. They're playing here tomorrow night and with their band Modern Day Romeos in Libertyville.
Make some noise for Justin Kaufman. This guy's tearing it up all night long.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back, 720 WGN.